赐福给我们。
Pray that God will bless us.
我们一同打开罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6. Shall we turn to Romans chapter 6?
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
我们从第八节一直念到第十四节。
Reading from verse 8 to verse 14.
放到我们轮流来读。
We'll read in turn.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向上帝活着。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死，向上帝在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以，不要用罪在你们必死的身上作王，是你们顺从身子的事宜，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具，好要将死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。使世界一同开声读，罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。我们这次低头祷告，
我们忏悔。
我们请李博士带领我们祷告。
父神，我们既然打开主你的话语，求主打开我们的心，求主真的使我们在你面前每个人都有一个谦卑受教的心，也求圣灵真的是教导我们，再次恭敬的把你的仆人交托，求主透过他能够把你的信息向我们传讲，并且传讲得清清楚楚。祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们，
阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里讲六章第一到第七节这一段的时候
，Last week here we starting on chapter six verse 1 to 7。
我们提到罪跟恩典有一个很特殊的关系。
We mentioned a special relationship of sin and grace。
因为我们犯了罪，所以我们需要恩典。
Because we have sin, that's why we need grace。
神的恩典是赐给那些有罪的人的。
The grace of God is given to those who are sinners。
这样，罪所需要的恩典跟没有犯罪的时候所需要的恩典是不一样的。
So the kind of grace we need when we sin and the kind of grace we need before we sin is different。
我们吃的东西是神的恩典。
And we have this thing because it's by grace of God。
我们呼吸的空气是神的恩典。
And also the thing we eat, the air that we breathe is by the grace of God。
身体的健康是神的恩典。
The healthy body that we have it is by the grace of God too。
人性的尊严是神的恩典。
And also the honor and dignity of a human nature is the grace of God too。
我们的自由、我们的意志、我们的理性、我们的情感是神的恩典。
And our freedom, our emotion, our reason power all by the grace of God。
恩典之所以是恩典，是因为神的主权、神的乐意，神白白赐给我们。
Grace is grace because it is by the sovereignty of God that God has given to us freely。
神愿意把恩典赐给什么人
？That God want to give grace to whoever it may be。
那人就可领受。
That man can receive the grace of God。
神把我们造成人，我们就领受了人可领受的恩典。
That God has created us humankind and receive also the grace of humankind。
神所造的动物只能领受动物层次所得出的恩典。
And God has created animals. Animal can only receive grace at the level of animals。
所以这种恩典是创造时候神给我们自然的恩典。
And this natural grace God has given to us in creation。
这种恩典跟犯罪是没有关系。
And this kind of grace as compared to when you sin is totally different。
但是第六章所提到的罪与恩典的关系不是普遍的恩惠。
And chapter 6 when you mentioned about sin and grace, it is not common grace。
我们犯罪之后，我们应当受审判。
After we sin, we have to condemn and judge。
触犯神的公义、神的律法，我们应当受刑罚。
Because we have broken the law, we go against the righteousness of God, we got to be punished。
所以罪的恩、罪的关系是义和罪之间应当有这个关系。
And so the relationship between sin and grace, sin and righteousness is this kind of relationship。
那么一个罪人受刑罚是应该的。
The sinners to be punished, it is only but too reasonable.
罪的公教就是死，也是应该的。
Because the wages of sin is death, and that's only too logical.
所以有罪的人应当死，这是他应当得的公价。
The sinner should die because this is the wages of sin.
但是呢，当恩典临到犯罪人的时候
，But then when grace comes to the sinners,
就表示这个人虽然犯了罪， 但是有可以使他免死的恩典。
We see, even though this enemy becomes sinner, there is a way for him to escape from death.
所以这种恩典就不是在普遍恩惠的范围里面。
So this kind of grace is in the realm of common grace.
是不是在自然受造界的里面
？Not in the natural realm of creation.
那是在超自然神永恒的救赎计划的里面。
But rather supernatural is in the eternal plan of God.
所以呢，我们归正神学，就把神的恩典分成两大类。
So Reformed theology has divided grace into two categories.
一类就是普遍恩惠。
What is called common grace?
第二类就是叫做救赎恩惠。
What is called saving grace?
救赎恩惠就是神愿意拯救，要赦免，要用他的恩把人从罪中间拯救出来。
Saving grace meaning that God with His grace want to save us from our sins.
是不是真相？恩典与功劳行为是没有关系的。
Sins and work and merits are different.
甚至恩典跟我们的工作是没有关系的。
Like this, marriage and our work and grace are different.
我们已经在第四章的前一段很清楚提出了恩典的定义了。
In the beginning of chapter 4, we have to make a definition about this grace.
照样，如果我们说我犯罪，我就用好的行为来换取上帝的救恩，这是自己的做梦。
You say that I sin, I want to use a good work to earn the saving grace of God. That's not right.
这正是所有的宗教最大的毛病。
And that is the problem with all many religions.
因为罪人自以为用功劳、用好的行为可以将功补过，可以受上帝的喜悦。
Because sinner thought that with their good works and with their good doings, they can earn the saving grace of God.
所以第三章告诉我们，不是用立功之法。乃是用信主之法。
And that's just a teller. It is not by the way of the work, but by the way of belief.
所以救赎的恩惠是赐给犯罪的人。
So saving grace given to those who are sinners.
犯罪的人不但不必受审判，反而得到救赎，领受新的生命。
Sinners don't only they need not be judged, but rather receive the saving grace of God and be redeemed.
所以不受审判是一种消极性的恩典。
That you are not being judged is a negative grace.
领受生命是个积极性的恩典。
But you receive life, that is a positive grace.
所以基督教提到的救赎论是一个积极性的，神加恩给那些不但应当受审判，而且呢，应当死的人，相反的，把他们死的权柄除去，把永远的生命赐给他们。
In Christianity, without redemptive grace, that's because we are sinners, we should die, but yet God allows us to be saved, and that we will not be judged and have life.
这个耶和华见证人的思想里面。
So in Jehovah Witnesses,
他们把这个东西归纳变成两句话。
They want to conclude this into two statements.
他说在亚当里面失去的。
That what you lose in Adam,
我们在基督里得回来。
That you gain back in Adam, in Christ.
亚当因为罪失去了真正义人的身份。
Adam, because of sin, he had lost the status of a righteous man.
在基督里面，因为他的死，把我们再造成一个有意义的身份的人。
And in Christ, through his death, we're created to become a man with righteousness.
这两句话的归纳是很吸引人的。
And these two statements are very attractive.
在亚当失去。
What you lose in Adam,
在基督里得回来。
You gain back in Christ.
亚当失去什么呢？
What did Adam lose?
亚当失去神的荣耀。
He lost the glory of God.
我们在基督里面得回神的荣耀。
In Christ, we gain the glory of God.
亚当失去与神的和好。
He lost also the peace with God.
在基督里我们与神恢复和好。
But in Christ, we are reconciled with God.
亚当我们失去上帝的义。
We also lose the God's righteousness in Adam.
在基督里我们重新被称为义。
But in Christ, we are being justified.
这两句话是很好的话。
These two statements are very attractive.
但是这两句话是不对。
But it's wrong.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果我们是基督里面所得做的，
Because if what we gain in Christ,
不过等于在亚当里所失去的话，
It is only but equal to what we lose in Adam.
那我们最多就恢复成为一个亚当没有犯罪以前的那个状态。
The most that we can be restored to the same position that Adam had before he sinned.
我们不过恢复原有被造的地位同生命，
But to be restored in the created life and position.
但上帝给我们的恩典 远远超过这个。
But the grace that God has given to us is much more than this.
所以在亚当里面失去的。
So what we lose in Adam,
我们在基督里面得着回来。
In Christ we gain.
而且神的救赎恩典是超过了我们在亚当里面所失去的。
But God's grace, saving grace, surpasses what we lose in Adam.
亚当里面失去了基督得回，我们就可以不得不要受审判。
Because he said that if we gain what we lose in Adam, then we need to be judged.
但是不受审判就等于不受审判就完结了。
But we are not to be judged, which means we are not to be judged, and that's the end.
但圣经当中，在我们基督里面，我们得着的是永远的生命。
But rather in Christ, the Bible says that we gain eternal life.
亚当没有犯罪以前，有没有永远的生命
？Before Adam sinned, did he have eternal life?
有没有
？Did he?
你们回答我
，Answer me.
有没有？亚当没有犯罪以前
，Before Adam sinned,
他没有永远的生命。
He did not have eternal life.
他只有被造的生命。
He only had the created life.
他只有一个按照神的形象样式被造的生命。
A one life was created after the image and likeness of God.
这个生命加上永恒性的本质。
This life plus the eternal nature.
这个就永远活在地上。
He will eternally live on earth.
永远活在地上不等于就是永远的生命。
And that eternally living on earth is not eternal life.
因为神把永生赐给人，是要人与他永永远远在天上活着。
Because God has given eternal life to us so that we live eternally with God in heaven.
像亚当没有犯罪以前
，So before Adam sinned,
他的生命是要受考验的生命。
His life is to be tested.
亚当犯罪以前
，Before he sinned,
他受考验可能跌倒的生命。
It is possible that he be tested, he fall.
亚当犯罪以前的生命
，and the life before he fell
是可能因为堕落而永远灭亡的生命。
It could be that because he fall, it could be eternal punishment.
但当我们在耶稣基督里面得着永生的时候
，but then in Christ when we get eternal life,
我们得着的永不灭亡的生命。
We have the immortal life of eternity.
是何等的尊贵
，is such a precious,
何等的荣耀
，such honor,
何等的超越
，and such super.
远远超过被造的时候神给亚当的原有的生命。
It transcends the original life that God has given to Adam when he was created.
像耶稣基督说，我来了叫人得生命，而且得了更丰盛。
And that's why Christ Jesus said that I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
那我接着回到刚才第一句话。
Now the first statement that I had
就是我们的罪跟神的恩典有关系。
That this relationship with our sin and God's grace.
也就是所谓的救赎恩典是赐给已经犯罪的人。
Because all saving grace is given to those who are sinners.
是罪需要赦免。
Because there is sin, they need forgiveness.
那么你有多少的罪你可以得到多大的赦免呢？
And how much sin that you have, how great a grace that you receive.
当你参加世界的保险公司的时候，
When you also become a member of the international insurance.
他就问你说，你这个 life insurance到底呢是有限的或者无限。
They will ask you whether this is a limited or unlimited kind of premium.
所以在美国有几种的保险。
There are different kind of insurances.
我开车，车如果被人家撞了，我被撞，我要保险公司赔我。
So if I were to drive a car, I'm being knocked, I want to be paid by the insurance.
如果我撞人，我不能赔，请保险公司帮我赔。
If I were to knock others, I cannot afford to pay, the insurance company will pay on my behalf.
如果我被撞死，那保险公司要帮忙抚养我的家属。
If I'm being killed in an accident, then the insurance company will take care of my family members.
如果我不故意撞死别人，我没有办法来赡养他们的家人，保险公司要帮助我。
But if unintentionally I have an accident and kill somebody, the insurance company will pay on my behalf.
那么不同程度的保险，不同范围的保险，保险费也就不一样。
So you pay a different premium with different type of coverage.
那么在生病的状况也是如此。
The same thing with your illness.
如果你开刀需要5万块，
When you take an operation, you need $5,000.
某一种保险就给你 20%， 其他自己付。
And certain kind of insurance will pay only cover 20%, the rest you got to pay yourself.
有一些保险它完全替你付，但你保险费大得不得了。
Some of the coverage will cover everything, but you got to pay a high premium.
把这个观念带到赦罪的事情。
So when you bring this concept to forgiveness of sin,
你的主啊，我犯了这么多罪，你能赦免我吗？
God, I've sinned so much, can you forgive me?
圣经里面说呢，我赦免你 20%， 其他 80% 你自己承担。
The Bible never said that, I'll forgive you 20%, the 80% you got to take up yourself.
所以全世界最伟大的保险公司 the company of Jesus Christ.
The company of Jesus, I pray the greatest insurance coverage.
所以从前基督文牧师是保身、保险、life insurance， 保什么？保死。他说。
And the NDT will say that that insurance will protect you on your life but on the death.
你怎么保险结果就是钱赔上你，你一定死的。
Because you only cover with the money but you surely die.
但是那种保险叫 life insurance.
But that kind of insurance called life insurance.
Actually that kind of insurance will give you no life.
那种的保险没有给你生命，
只有一定要死的。
Surely you will die.
只能用钱解决问题。
And only using money to solve the problem after you get death.
最伟大的保险公司
，that the greatest insurance company，
就是耶稣基督
，is Jesus Christ.
他说我要把永生赐给我。
He said I want to give you eternal life.
他说父啊，你的儿子已经把永生赐给那些你赐给他的人。
He said, Father, your son has given the eternal life to those that are given to him.
所以父把选民赐给耶稣基督做产业。
So God has given the elect to the to Christ Jesus as heritage.
万国万族赐给耶稣基督做产业。
From all nations, all races has given them to Jesus.
耶稣基督用自己的血从万邦、万国、万族、万民中间把他们买来以后归向上帝。
And Jesus used his own blood to redeem all these people from all nations and then return them to God.
所以子求父，父赐给子。
And so God has given to the son, the son also has given back to the father.
父赐给子以后，子就流血把他们救赎回来。
After God has given to the son paid with the price of his blood.
子对父所求的，他用宝血救赎回来，交给父。
And whatever that the son asked from God, he paid with his own price, and then he redeemed them and gave it back to God.
当然，这几句话我们要讨论有关于这个人应当尽的责任跟恩典之间的关系，是很多事情要谈。
So even with this few statements, there are a lot to discuss about the redemption and grace.
那么，耶稣基督救赎我们的时候
，When Christ redeemed us,
这救赎恩典是不管你有罪多少。
The grace of redemption doesn't count how much sin that you have.
不论你有多少的罪
，because no matter how much sin you have,
他的恩典都可以解决。
That the grace sufficient to solve all your sins.
不论你良心多么空高
，no matter how your conscience accuses you,
他的平安都可以解决。
That the peace can solve the problem.
不论你过去的记录多么黑暗
，no matter what kind of record you have in the past,
他的宝血都可以洗净。
His blood can cleanse all.
不论你自己对自己何等自救自责
，No matter how you accuse yourself in guilty，
他赦罪的平安都可以释放。
That is saving peace and liberating。
他那种感谢上帝
，You say praise the Lord。
这样我信主所得着的，真正是超乎我所求所想。
So then what I gain in believing in Christ Jesus surpass what I imagine。
因为神的恩典是过于人眼所能看。耳所能听，心所能想的。
Because what God has given to us surpass our eyesight, our listening, and even our imagination.
主恩实在更多。
God's grace is so abundant.
主恩是非常丰富的。
God's grace is so rich.
所以保罗就问：这样，我们既然借着犯罪把神的恩典显明出来？我可以不可以继续犯罪
？And Paul said, since we sin and that manifests the grace of God, can we then continue to sin?
这表示保罗要提防副作用的作祟。
Which means Paul wants to prevent the side effect of it.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
有许多人一看到恩，他就玩弄恩。
Other people when they see the grace, they play the fool with the grace.
有许多人认为恩典是白白的。他就浪费恩
They thought they received the free grace and that's why they squandered the grace of God
所以当你对基督教的神学有所误解的时候魔鬼就开始在教会做工使基督徒过的生活比非基督徒的生活更不像样
So when you misunderstand the theology of Christianity then Satan will come in so that it causes Christians to live life which is worse than non-Christians
为什么有许多基督教的地区伦理道德还不如那些非基督教的地区。
In many places, they claim to be Christian, was it worse than the non-Christian areas?
在美国的首都华盛顿，几乎所有 taxi 的司机，差不多都是从中东、从印度、从非洲、从孟加拉 dash、从 Pakistan 去的。
You know that those taxi driver in Washington D.C. the driver come from the Middle East, come from Bangladesh, from Pakistan.
白人已经不愿意做这种比较低级的工作。
The white person want to drive taxis.
那些在本国生活困难到美国去求生的人，他们做了这些工作。
But those who are poor in their own country, they come to this state, they do this job.
所以我每年到华盛顿教授这个神学的时候
，Every year when I go to Washington.
我说 taxi， 我就试试看跟他们传福音。
Take a taxi， I try to teach them。
他们多数说我已经是回教徒了。
Many of them will say I'm already a Muslim。
所以我不愿意接受你的基督教。
So I don't want to accept your Christianity。
那我就转话题，你们在美国感到怎么样的
？So I say how do you feel when you're in America？
他们这是个可怕的国家。
This is a terrible country。
这是个没有道德的国家。
The country without morality。
白种人只懂得发生性关系，而从来不负责任。
The white only know how to have a sexual relationship， but don't take up responsibility。
原来这些东方的回教徒在西方基督教的国家，对基督徒、对国家、对西方的这个文化是批评到这么厉害。
So、Muslim from the East, they criticize those white Christians in the West.
This is country of no culture, no morality.
这是个没有文化、没有道德的国家。说，
我就问他说：“那美国这么不好，为什么你到这里来
？”So bad, how come you come here?
Yeah, for money.
为了钱。
For money.
为了钱。
When I get money, I go home.
我有了钱，我就回去了。
他说呢，我们在回教的地区没有像这边这样败坏的生活。
You see that back in our country, Islamic country, we don't have a life is so worse than this.
当然，我不需要绝对相信他所讲的
话。Of course, I don't have to absolutely and believe what they say.
因为回教地区执法很严谨，所以百姓的生活呢是相当保守的。
Because in Islamic country, the laws are so stringent, and that's why they're more conservative.
但是他们最高层的、最有钱的、最有地位的人生活一样是放荡。
But in the highest level, in the higher class society, they are still living the last life.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because all have sinned, the Bible says.
那现在我们回到主题来了。
Now we come back to the theme.
我已经信了耶稣。
I already believe in Jesus.
我做了基督徒。
And become a Christian.
我蒙受了赦罪的恩典。
And receive the saving grace.
这个恩典的分量跟我犯罪的分量是成正比的。
So the weight of this saving grace and my sin is proportional.
我有多少罪，神就把多少赦罪的恩典。
How much sin that I have, God has given how much saving grace and forgiving grace.
我会继续不断在恩典中间叫这恩在罪恶的中间叫恩典显多呢
？Can I then continue to be in sin, then to multiply, then the grace of God?
主啊，我如果不犯罪。你赦罪之恩谁去用呢
？So if God, if I don't continue to sin, who will use your saving grace?
是我犯罪，你才有赦罪的这个对象，你懂吗
？Because I sin, that's why you got an object to forgive sin.
就有一点像什么呢？像孩子说，我如果不吃饭，妈妈，你从我小到现在所煮的饭臭到什么地步？你想吗？
Little boy will say that, Mom, if I don't take rice from since I'm young until today, how much rice would have been wasted?
你每天煮这么多碗，好在我替你吃掉。
Every day you cook so much rice, it is good that I eat it.
不然这个房子呢，就变成堆了一大堆臭生灯的地方。
If not, you will turn sour in the room.
这个是完全倒过来的思想。
It's not a reverse thing.
所以保罗说，我可以不可以继续在过犯中间叫？上帝的恩典显多了。
So that can I continue to be in sin so that God's grace abound?
可以不可以
？Can we?
断乎不可。
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Definitely no.
绝对不可以。
你不可以这样做。
No.
因为一个真正懂恩典的人
，Because one who truly knows about grace,
I see 恩典。
He will treasure it.
一个真正懂得罪的可怕的
，But one who truly knows about the horrifying the thing about sin,
痛恨罪恶的
，You hate sin.
是个真正尊重自己生命的人
，One who respects his life
不会把自己的生命跟罪继续开玩笑。
He will not continue to joke with sin with his life。
我们上个礼拜就提到这些要点了。
Last week we mentioned about these few important points。
那么这一段圣经就把这个更重要的背后的神学基础交代出来了。
So this passage will tell us about the theological foundation of this.
保罗说我们是与主同死，与主同复活。
Paul said that we die and resurrected with Christ.
这样的经历才是真正属灵生命的经历。
It is not experience with God's spiritual experience.
信不是口头的认对我们所有的信仰。
To believe is just a lip confession of our faith.
信不是追认信条里面的要义。
To believe is not just a lip confession of our confession.
信是我们的生命投入到真理的要求里面。
But faith involves our life being involved in demand of our faith.
而这赦罪的恩典是透过基督的死同复活 才成全你。
And this forgiving grace accomplished through the death and resurrection of Christ.
当我说我信基督的时候，我是归入他的死，归入他的复活。
When I say that I believe in Jesus Christ, I'm united in the death and resurrection.
这就是受洗的意义。
And that's the meaning of baptism.
因为我就是死归入主的死，归入主的埋葬。归入主的复活。
Because I've been baptized, I've been baptized into His death, into burial, into His resurrection.
我再一次说，死不是一表一处，同死同埋葬同复活。
One more time, baptism doesn't symbolize that you are dead and buried and resurrected with Christ.
因为第四节没有预表这个字出现。
Because in the first four, it doesn't mean that it is a symbolism.
是归入主的死。
But rather into His death.
归入主的埋葬。
But into His burial.
归入主的复活。
But into His resurrection,
那叫我与主同死，我就要与主同与主同活。
So、if I die together, I am resurrected together with Him.
因为死跟复活是一个不可分割的两方面。
Because death and resurrection are two sides of the same coin.
真正神生命的自我彰显。
And although it's a self-manifestation of true love of God,
我基督到地上来死，那不是因为罪的工价。
And Christ Jesus died on the earth not because of which of sin.
基督到世上来死是要显明死权不能胜过他。
But rather to manifest that sin doesn't have power on, death doesn't have power on him.
所以是他故意借着死要来打败掌死权的魔鬼。
But it is to death want to defeat the power of death of Satan.
他故意是借着死告诉我们他真正是复活过来。
To that he want to proclaim to us that truly he has resurrected.
所以从来没有人像耶稣说 I am the life, I am the resurrection.
没有人像耶稣说我就是生命，我就是复活。
中文翻译成生命在我，复活也在我。
The Chinese were translated into life is in me, resurrection also is in me.
原来的意思是我就是生命，我就是复活。
But in the text it says that I'm life and resurrection.
所以当不信的人把耶稣从死里复活当作无稽之谈，当作很好笑的这个神话的时候。
But if this non-Christian would deem resurrection as a myth,
这是只证明他们的信是很迟钝的。
Which means they were slow in believing.
只证明他们一切的一切是用堕落的理性来衡量上帝。
Only to prove that you use a fallen reason to measure God's grace.
我们中国人说小人是以他自己的这个没有度量的限制来衡量君子。
And it is not that the evil man will use their own measure to measure the measurement of the gentleman.
一个君子，一个大的人物呢，他肚子里面可以撑船的。
Even a gentleman, the stomach is as big as something they can row your boat.
所以我们不能以小人之心来度君子之腹。
So we cannot use the mind of an evil man to measure the body, the heart, the mind of a gentleman.
特别在启蒙时代的时候，
especially when the Enlightenment,
就是17世纪、18世纪，
that on the 17th and 18th century,
影响到20世纪初期，
and then it influenced the beginning of 20th century,
人绝对化自己的理性，
when man absolutized his own reasoning power,
所以以为凡我想不通的事情就不是真理，
whatever I cannot understand, it is not true.
那么用这个有限的、堕落的、被造的理性去否定超理性的一切的真理的可能性。
Using this finite and fallen reasoning power, want to measure the possibility of that power that through the transcendence.
直到二十世纪后半期，后现代主义出来的人，才达到了理性夜郎自大。绝对化自我的那种骄傲。
Only when it comes to the later part of 20th century postmodernism, want to defeat this absolutization of this rationality.
所以基督徒的信仰里面听见耶稣这句话，我就是生命，我就是复活，这是人类真正的盼望。
So in Christianity, when they listen Christ proclaiming and the life and the resurrection, that is truly the word we listen.
那我们信基督的人就是与主同死。与主一同复活的人。
So we were Christian, we die and resurrected with Christ.
这样在我们在有生之年，我们就用灵性进入了他的死，与他的复活。
So in our lifespan, using spirituality, we enter into death, into his resurrection.
这叫做信耶稣。
And that's what we call believing in Jesus.
信耶稣不是举一个手。
Believing in Jesus not just raise your hand.
信耶稣不是受一个洗。
That's to express yourself.
这是外表的形式。
Because outward rites.
这是外表的仪式。
Outward ritual.
仪式要表达的是仪式背后的生命意义。
A ritual only but to represent what the substance which is behind the ritual.
当你结婚的时候
，When you get married,
你把个戒指放在你的新娘的手上。
You put the ring in the finger of your bride.
你的新娘把这个戒指放在你的手上。
And the same thing, your bride give also a ring to you.
那么大家知道你是用这个仪式表达你们的爱情。
Which means people know that using this ritual to symbolize your love.
但是婚姻不是交换戒指。
But then the marriage is not the exchange of rings alone.
婚姻是心灵同身体立约永远在一起。
But rather it's a spirit and physical body, they have a covenant so they will stay together eternally.
所以有肉身的合一。
So with a physical union,
是借助心灵的合一带来肉身合一的必须。
It is because there is a spiritual union and bring the possibility and the necessity of physical union.
肉身合一是可能断绝的。
The physical union can be severed.
心灵的合一是永远在一起。
But then a spiritual union is forever.
所以当战乱把夫妻隔开的时候
，When war separates husband and wife,
或者有人因事故要被关在监牢的时候
，And because of certain incident they are being imprisoned.
反正是身体隔开的时候，心心灵的合一，伟大的爱情会轻看这个格局。
Even though physically they're separated, but then spiritually love will transcend all this and despite this physical separation.
那个真正的合一就超过物体的。
The true union transcends physical union.
真正的合一超过结婚仪式的。
And also the true union surpasses the marriage your ritual.
真正的合一就超过了。交换戒指这个形式的事情
And the full union also surpassed the ritual of exchanging rings
同样的当我们这个受洗的时候
Same thing when I've been baptized
我们是有了一个肉身的形式
Where the physical ritual form
有个宗教的仪式
And also religious ritual
但这个本身不等于是信
But this doesn't represent belief
保罗说的信是什么呢
Paul, when he said believe, what do you mean?
是与主同死，与主同复活。
To believe, which means you die and resurrected with Christ.
那么你说我怎么样与主同死呢
？You say how can I die with Christ?
是不是信耶稣的那天我死了呢
？You see, when I believe in Jesus, that day I die.
那天我又再复活过来。
And that day I resurrected.
从灵性来说，是的。
And spirituality is it is.
从肉身来说不必要。
But physically it is not.
那么这样的灵性里面与主同死与主同活什么意思
？So in spirit when you say you die and resurrect with Christ, what's the meaning?
就是你在基督的死里面死。你在基督的复活里面活
，which is you die in Christ's death, you resurrected in Christ's resurrection.
那基督是为什么死的
？Why did Christ die?
基督是为你为我的罪死。
He died for your sin and for my sin.
所以当我与基督同死的时候
，when I die together with Christ，
就是那个使我因犯罪应当死的权柄就归到耶稣的身上。来亲自他的生命
So that the power that caused me to die because of sin now is now given to Jesus Christ He died on our behalf
我犯了罪罪就一个成为毁坏生命的权柄在我里面发动
And I sin and this sin become a power in me instead of death
所以我就因为罪在我里面发动我就面向死亡
And because sin started in me that's why I face death
因为罪的发动就产生工价罪的工价就是要我们死
and because of working of sin and that's why it produced the wages of sin and that death
所以我们严格的说起来你是罪人你生出来那一秒你就开始走向坟墓
strictly speaking because you are a sinner that's why when you are born you go towards death
你每一天过的日子都是减少一天面向坟墓的日子
every day that you live you are closer to death
你无论读多少书有多大的学问多高的权柄你有多荣耀的这个财富
No matter how learned you are also how powerful you are how wealthy you are
我们是面向死亡走去的一个人
But then we are progressing towards death
那么罪在我身上发动
Then when this sin works in me
我是没有办法解决的
So I cannot solve the problem myself
正像你不小心吞了一粒肉圆 那个肉眼里面有一个小小的定时炸弹已经进去了，怎么办？
那个 swallow meat ball and there's a bomb that time bomb there. What would you do?
那个小小的定时炸弹
，a small time bombing swallow.
你吞进去了
，you have swallowed.
它里面滴答滴答滴答滴答滴答滴答滴答
，it's sticking away there.
等到最后滴，最后滴，你就砰，你就没有了。
And the last tick tock, then you explode.
所以有什么办法呢
？What can you do?
你一定要把在你身上正在发动的罪的权势带到耶稣的死里。
So this power that's working with you, you must bring it to Christ Jesus' death.
那么因为呢，罪权在我身上发动，我是没有能力战胜他的。
Because the power sin is working in me, I can overcome it.
所以当你归入耶稣基督的时候
，So when you come into Christ,
那个无罪、永恒、创造者、绝对的生命。就要解决在你身上发动使你死的罪行的问题。
The one who is sinless, who is actually who is the creator, now you solve this problem of the power of sin that's working in you.
所以当你进到耶稣基督里面
，So when you enter into Christ,
在耶稣的生命里面有解决罪恶和死权的能力。
In the life of Jesus Christ, there's a power to solve sin and death.
这样罪在我身上发动。把我置于死地的这个权柄，现在就在基督的身上发动，要把基督置于死地。
So sin is now working in me because I'm a sinner. Now return to Christ, then in Christ Jesus, He start the work.
The sin which will cause us to death is now working in the life of Jesus to cause Jesus to death.
那么这个在我心里面发动的这个罪的权势，在基督里面就发动了。
而耶稣基督真正死了
，So Christ Jesus truly He died，
不是因为他自己的罪死
，Not because of sin that He died，
乃是在我们身上的罪归向他，我们的死就被他担当了。
But because the sin of us now come to Him, He take our sin to Him。
从来没有一个宗教明白这个事情
，No single religion understand this。
当死权在耶稣身上发动的时候
，When the power of death works in Jesus Christ，
他就预备了一个能够死的身体，道成肉身来担当我们罪同死的。
He has been prepared by incarnation so that he has a body to die for us。
罪的权柄一爆炸出来的时候
，So when the explosion of power of death，
基督就为你为我担当了死，进到死的经验里面。
Christ Jesus for your sake, for my sake, and entering the experience of death。
基督的死跟我的死不同地方在哪里
？What's the difference of Christ's death and my death？
当我死的时候，我是死进入死的权柄下面。
When I die, I enter into the power of death.
I enter and under the power of death.
I enter into and under the power of death.
但是耶稣基督的不在死权的下面。
But then Christ Jesus will die under the power of death.
他在死权的上面。
But above it.
所以当死进入基督的生命里面，把他置于死地的时候。基督又用那个我就是生命，我就是复活的无限大能，吞灭了死亡，他从死里面复活。
So when death enter into Christ Jesus, cause him to die, Christ Jesus is the power of death, and then he overcome it.
所以那个一定要把我置于死地的，结果没有办法把基督置于死地。
So death which causes me to die surely, will not cause Jesus to die surely.
所以我就在基督里，因为他的得胜。我与他一同复活。
So in Christ, because he's victorious, I resurrected together with him.
这个叫做信耶稣。
That's what he called believing in Jesus.
你明白了吗
？You understand now?
什么叫信耶稣
？What I believe in Jesus.
Believe in Jesus Christ.
Believe in Jesus Christ.
When you believe in him,
当你相信他的时候
，you will die with him. You will resurrected with him.
与他同死同复活。
所以我们如果在他死的形状上。与他联合
so if united in the form of death with him,
我们就会在他的复活的形状上与他也是联合
that in the form of resurrection also we are united with him
这叫做真正信耶稣基督
that's what we call truly believing in Jesus
那么基督死为罪死
Christ died because of sin
那是一次
once,
不需要再为罪死
he doesn't need to die again
得胜罪的权柄复活以后
When you go is victorious over the power of death and resurrected
罪权就停在把他置于死的那个阶段中间
And the power of death only stopped at the time when it caused him to die
当他有无穷生命的大能不能毁坏的生命 解决了一切死的权柄之后
，When he used infinite power of life to solve all the problem of the death，
全世界罪人归向他的时间，他都一笔勾销处理了。
So for the sin of the whole world when they return into him now has solved their problem of sin，
那他出来了。
Then he came out of it，
他复活了。
He resurrected，
死权就不可能在他身上继续发动。
So the power that can no more work in him，
你明白了吗
？You understand now？
好像你经过大病以后，你的白血球征战，把所有入侵你身体里面的所有的细菌、所有的微菌全部杀灭之后，你好起来的时候，你有那个 antibody。
Just like after your big illness, your this white blood cell kill all the viruses, all the germs, and now you emerge with antibody.
当你已经有了抗体，你恢复之后
，When you have the antibody, now getting healthier.
过去在你身上曾经发动过的病菌再入侵的时候，没有办法。因为你的抗体是永远的生
And that germ will no more cause you to contract the same disease because that antibody prevails away.
所以这样呢，你对罪呢就变成一个不再被他侵犯的。
So then to sin, it will no more invade you.
现在你活着呢是为义而活。
So now you live for the sake of righteousness.
罪的权柄在你身上毫无作用。
So the power of sin will not have any power on you now.
你现在不愿意回到犯罪的生活。
You don't want to return back to the life of sinning.
因为你恨恶罪哦，所以你把罪权丢到耶稣的身上。
Because it is because you hate sin that that's why you give all the sin to Jesus.
所以一个与基督在始终联合的人。就愿意与基督在复活的里面一同联合。
So the one who is united with Christ is in death, also we united in his resurrection.
那这样的基督就成为我们的义。
Then Christ Jesus become our righteousness.
基督成为我们的圣洁。
He become our holiness.
基督成为我们的智慧。
He become our wisdom.
基督成为我们的能力。
He become our power.
上帝是基督成为我们的救赎成为我们的圣洁成为我们的公义成为我们的救主
God causes Jesus Christ to become our Holy One our Redeemer and also our Savior
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
如今我在基督里
Not in Christ
我在基督里
I'm in Christ
过了一个人离开罪归向义的时候
To live a life that departs from sin and enter into righteousness.
那你现在再看你自己，
然后
你知道我是经过了与主同时一同复活的经验的人。
You say I'm a one who gone through experience to die and resurrected with Christ.
我是过来人。
I'm a one with experience.
当一个很什么事都害怕、挂虑、紧张、虚虚的女子，经过大患难得胜以后，你不能再下凡。
A lady who has been very timid before, have gone through great suffering, you cannot harm me no more.
一个童女第一次结婚生孩子，怕得不得了。那是生过十个孩子了，再生第十一个，她一点也不紧张。
One who just got married and had the first child, will be so excited and so tense. But after she has given birth to 10, the 11th one has no problem.
很多人以为女人是胆小的，我告诉你，她第一次生孩子就是世界最大的。
I tell you why the people deem that these ladies are very timid. Actually, the first time when they give birth to, they are very brave.
因为她宁愿自己生，不要做保姆。
But because they want to give birth themselves, but not to adopt anyone.
你说不必生，就突然一个孩子大大抱来养，多么舒服的。
You see, if I don't give birth, I just adopt one who is already old. It's so simple.
多数柔弱的少女都盼望自己生。自己做妈妈。
Even most of the weak, this girl would like to bear themselves and don't give birth themselves.
当她生之后
，after the given birth，
忘记所有的痛苦
，she forget all the laboring pain.
啊，你看见一个做母亲的
，a one who is a mother，
叫啊，痛啊，哎呦，哭啊，哭啊
，cry, shed tears, in labor.
忽然间看见。一个有眼睛有鼻子的出来了。
Suddenly see one with eyes and with nose.
他就擦擦眼泪。
She just clean the tears.
过去的痛苦算什么
？And a few hours doesn't count anything.
惧怕算什么
？What is pain?
我生了一个有眼睛有鼻子的人。
I've given birth to a one with a nose with eyes.
这就是新生
This is a new life.
这就是前途。
And that's the future.
这就是我的理想。
This is my ideal.
我有为这个死也甘愿。
In the future, I will be able to die for you.
多么弱，多么病，还要把他养大成人。
No matter how weak, how poor am I, I will raise him up.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 my dear brothers and sisters.
他再回想过去的惧怕。
When she recollected the fear in the past,
他会笑，你不要再吵我了。
You will laugh and say, no more can you trouble me.
你不能再挡我了。
You cannot trouble me anymore.
因为我现在活着是为这个新生的孩子。
Because now I live for this baby.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 My dear brothers and sisters.
一个经历信仰领受新生命的人应当是这样。
A one who experience life and receive new life would have this kind of attitude.
你会继续不断地活在罪中吗
Will you continue to live in sin?
不应该。
No.
你会继续不断地欣赏犯罪的快乐吗
Will you continue to appreciate the joy in sin?
你恨恶了。
You hate it.
你不要了。
You don't want it.
这是从前无知的时候的事情。
When I was ignorant, this is what I did.